Part 3. Questions 16 to 22. Look at the notes below. Some information is missing. You will hear part of a radio business news program. For each question, 16 to 22, fill in the missing information in the numbered space using one or two words. You will hear the program twice.
And here is this evening's business news in brief. The telecoms company, Telkom, has made an offer to buy one of Europe's biggest mobile network operators, valued at £17.7 billion, $31.5 billion. Telkom's own domestic market has weakened recently, and it is hoping to expand its operations around the world. It already has operations in South America and Australia. Entel, another European telecoms company, has announced it is building new offices to add to those already in Spain and Italy. These are in Germany, and it is in discussions for expanding into France. Wintergold, a mining company based in Canada, is hoping to become the world's largest gold miner, producing 8.4 million ounces of gold this year. To achieve this, it has begun a $9.2 billion bid to buy its biggest rival, Golddig. With profits boosted by clients in the Middle East and Asia, the NPG Financial Group is reporting record quarterly profits. It says that the third quarter net income has risen by 71%. More on that in the program following this news report. Lanlink, the media group, has more than doubled the value of its shares over the last year. This is mainly as a result of innovations using the internet and also the purchase of FilmPlay, the American TV company. Eagle Airlines has reported its biggest ever quarterly net loss, $1.8 billion, and blames it on reorganization costs. The carrier is hoping the new ticketing and pricing system will help them win back customers in the next quarter. And finally, oil prices fell to below $60 a barrel for the first time since July, as warmer weather in parts of America reduced demand for heating oil. And now we move on to the... And here is this evening's business news in brief. The telecoms company, Telkom, has made an offer to buy one of Europe's biggest mobile network operators, valued at £17.7 billion, $31.5 billion. Telkom's own domestic market has weakened recently, and it is hoping to expand its operations around the world. It already has operations in South America and Australia. Entel, another European telecoms company, has announced it is building new offices to add to those already in Spain and Italy. These are in Germany, and it is in discussions for expanding into France. Wintergold, a mining company based in Canada, is hoping to become the world's largest gold miner, producing 8.4 million ounces of gold this year. To achieve this, it has begun a $9.2 billion bid to buy its biggest rival, Golddig. With profits boosted by clients in the Middle East and Asia, the NPG Financial Group is reporting record quarterly profits. It says that the third quarter net income has risen by 71%. More on that in the program following this news report. Lanlink, the media group, has more than doubled the value of its shares over the last year. This is mainly as a result of innovations using the internet and also the purchase of FilmPlay, the American TV company. Eagle Airlines has reported its biggest ever quarterly net loss, $1.8 billion, and blames it on reorganization costs. The carrier is hoping the new ticketing and pricing system will help them win back customers in the next quarter. And finally, Oil prices fell to below $60 a barrel for the first time since July, as warmer weather in parts of America reduced demand for heating oil. And now we move on to the